Like that?
Yeah, it's great.
Everybody benefited. Say it. Okay, so I'm going to continue what Rebbe was explaining. The Pizetz and the Zayeka, the Alter Rebbe Zayeka, and Rav Kaplan's Ayeka. It's brought down in many Svarim, in the Kitzah Ashla, the Reishis Chachma. It's brought down in Elio Rabin, Halacha, in the Poskim, that when a person leaves this world, when it comes time for a person to leave the world, he's asked what his name is. It's the first question. No, the Gemara, Taisus brings down also, there are different questions that are asked after 120 when it comes time to leave the world. But the Svarim say that the Ikka question is, when we leave the world, we're asked, what's your name? And the Svarim say that the Tzaddikim remember their names, and that the Rishoyim forget their names. And the Reishis Chachma and others explain that when a person can't answer that question, that's what you learn. When the person can't answer that question, what's your name? That Malachei Chabola, some scary Malachim come, and Malichim Yisrael Olam HaTohu, they take him to some place it's not good to go. Something that's called Olam HaTohu, the Malachim take him away to Olam HaTohu. Ve'en Yedei Heichen Hu Nimsa, and he doesn't know where he is. What's going on? And all of this Svarim explain, and they all bring down this Kitzah Ashla, that the name that a person has, of course, is not Stam B'mikre. The name that a person has is his Tachlis in this world. It contains within it, it's sent into the parents who brought down that name, and the name contains within it the shorish of the person's nisham, who he is be'etzem, what is it that he's supposed to accomplish in this world. All of that's contained in the name. And that's why the Shlach HaKadosh says that there's a skula to remember one's name. Is to say, it's printed in many of the Siddurim, is to say, before you go back to three steps, Yilei Ratzon, I'm sure many of you do this, that there are to say Sukkim, a pasuk, depends. Two names, one name, but they say a pasuk that begins with the letter, the first letter of your name, and ends with the last letter of your name. It's printed in many of the Siddurim. And the Shlach says that that's a skula to remember your name when you're asked that question after you die. That somehow, that by being mizbonin in that pasuk, my name is Chai Moshe. So it's Chayna Malach Hashem Sovriv Lirei Vayichalzei. And then the mem of Moshe is Meshivya Kerasa Bayis, everyone Mesameh. And each one of you, without whatever your psukim are, you can look them up. But by being Mizbainin in those psukim, by studying and thinking about those psukim very, very carefully, the Shlach is telling us that a person can come to understand through those psukim the Sharish of who he is, and can be focused on what he needs to be focused on in his life, so that when the time will come at 120 and he's asked the question, what's your name? It's not just a matter of memorizing your name. What's your name means, the Mari Naim explains this in Vayakel, and the Pre-Aritz, where Bendel Vitebsky and Vayigash talks about this, that when you're asked what's the name, it doesn't mean stam what your name is, it means did you accomplish in your life what your name means? Did you live up to your name? Did you fulfill the tachlis, the tafkid that was hinted at in your name? And the Shlach is saying that by focusing on these psukim, by thinking about these psukim, and realizing that you have a deep, deep connection to these psukim, you will be able to understand more about the sharish of who you are. And mimela, when the time comes at 120, and you ask the question, what's your name? You'll be able to be among the tzaddikim who remember the names. and chalila for the person who doesn't remember his name. So the Svarim say that he's taken to a place of tohu, and any day heichan nimsi doesn't know where is he, what is he, he's lost. So let's try to understand this on our level. Remembering one's name, what that means on our level, what that means. The pasuk in the parasha that I talk about every year, the shul since I've been here, is Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi Vayeovik Ish Imai Adalezer Shach. When Yaakov was left by himself, Vayivim Sanachal crossed over the family across the Nachal. He went back. He forgot Pachim Ktanim. Chanukah comes from there. At the end, I'll talk about it this time. And Yaakov was by himself. Vayivosa Yaakov Levado, and then he was confronted by the Ish, Vayavik Ishimo, Sarah Shal Esau, this unbelievable otherworldly Koach fought with him. Adalais Eshach, until the morning. It's this big Indian. It's all about Golas and Gulas, Gemaras and Chulin. The fighting went all the way up the particles of dust, the world. Somehow there was such a commotion that went up to the Kisei HaKavod. The Gemara talks about Chul. So on this pasuk Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, I think that you all know what Chazal say, and it was even popularized in a song. As Baruch Hashem, we have some songs, so there are a few psukim that we know by heart. It's a friend of mine that always says this is a famous song that was made into a pasuk. You know, Rachmanis, we don't know that much Tanakh, but at least some music we know. So the Medrash brings Vayivos Yaakov Levado. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kosev by V'nizgav Hashem Levado, just like it says by Hashem, V'nizgav Hashem Levado by Yomahu, that Hashem is, that on that day Hashem will be seen, will be understood, that V'nizgav Hashem Levado, that Hashem is exalted, elevated, Levado, by himself. Af Yaakov Vayivos Yaakov Levado. So too, Yaakov, you know, it says Levado, by himself. So all the Svarim are going crazy on this Chazal. To say in one breath, just like it says by Hashem, V'nizgav Hashem Levado, by himself. So it says by Yaakov, you know, Vayivos Yaakov Levado, to make such a hekish, which we find with Yaakov, you know, also the name Aleph Lamed Kel, that he's called by Hashem's name. But here, specifically, in this context of Levado, by himself, Hashem's Levado, unique and alone. Chazal make this hekesh of a Yivasa Yaakov Levado, and by Hashem it says V'nizgav Hashem Levado. Just by Hashem, just like by Hashem is V'nizgav Hashem Levado, so too by Yaakov Avinu is V'yivasa Yaakov Levado. Rabbi Yucham, there's a beautiful piece on this. I want you to try to understand on a very simple level. It's very much connected to the Nisayon that we're going through right now. I know it's hard to choose a lot of Nisayonis. There's a very, very big Nisayon that's looming over everybody, even at this moment, while we're learning at this moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, which is not important to go into right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to surround himself with multitudes of malachim, srafim, and chayis, hakodesh. That when you and I think of Shemayim, we think of a very, very lebedic, busy place. Vayifanim, chayis, hakodesh, the Rash, Gadol, there's a tremendous, tremendous olam in Shemayim, that Kivyoch Hashem Yisbarach has surrounded himself with all of these malachim. We don't know exactly why that is. There's what to talk about, but it's not for now. Hashem Yisbarach is surrounded. He's not alone. He's surrounded. And he even created the world in such a way where he uses emtsayim, he uses malachim in different ways to carry out certain things. Again, for whatever reason, Hashem's Baruch does it that way. But im kol zeh, it's very obvious to each and every one of us that with all of the olam that's in Shemayim, and as busy as it is, and as surrounded as he is, Hashem is echad yachid miyuchad, and yachid ki yachuda, ein od mulvada. It's obvious to every mamon that Hashem ultimately is utterly to himself, is utterly unknowable. It's the resha de lo yisyada. It's unknowable. Not that we just don't know. He's unknowable and alone in his essence. Ein yachid ki yichuda. It's not like we say this person is by himself. Hashem is by himself. Ein yachid ki yichuda. We can't understand what that means. Echad yachid miuchad. What that means. So how could you say that about a human being? Just as it says by Hashem, v'nizgav Hashem levadoi, so too is v'yivasa Yaakov levadoi. What does that mean? So Yaakov Avinu was also a very, very busy person. Yaakov Avinu was surrounded by shnei machanais of his family. He had a big family. He had a lot of possessions, a lot of kinyonim. He had a lot of appointments every day and a lot of people to meet. And he was in the Avodah of Ufaras, the Yom of Akedma. He was turning the whole world around. V'chol zois, the Torah says such words about him. V'yivosa Yaakov levado. That Yaakov was utterly to himself, was levado. And when he said the words Kivamakli in the parasha Kivamakli of Arati Asayadin Hazah, then at the end it was only me and my shtekel, me and my staff. Kivamakli of Arati Asayadin Hazah. His family, all of his possessions, were on the other side of the Nachal. Nachal is Lahadlik Nechanaka. Nachal is Navshenu Chiksalasha. Makal is Me'oilam Kivinu Lach. Is the word Makal. Me'oilam Kivinu Lach. Because the world of Yaakov Avinu, with all of the multitudes of family, friends, acquaintances, students, at the end of the day, he was by himself. The etzem of the person, he was unknowable. Even to those who were closest to him, there was a Kodesh Kodashim within himself that nobody was allowed to enter. There was himself, his essence. Lefi mashuhu ba'atzmai, levado. Lefi mashuhu, lefi mishuhu ba'atzmai, levado. Himself. So when he says, we find this throughout his life. There's no time to go into all of the Yukum and the Psukim right now. But when the Torah tells us that he was afraid, that he was afraid. The deepest fear of Yaakov Avinu was the fear of Va'ato Yisi Lishnei Machnais, that since my life is so divided, I'm so dispersed, and my koiches are given over to so many different things and different people. The biggest pachad that Yaakov had was that he shouldn't forget his name. He shouldn't forget levado. He shouldn't forget himself. He shouldn't lose himself and forget himself in the commotion, in the confusion, in the division of himself in so many pieces. That's the Nisayon of Tov Shnayin Zayin. And Yaakov was afraid. And he was able to take everything And if you have Yom HaNachal, to put everything on one side of the Nachal. On a deeper level, which again I'm not going to go into right now, but at the time of creation, when the soul is created, there's an inyan of Ayavim as a nachal. The neshama of the person, for the neshama of the person who he really is, remains in Shemayim. And there's that crossing over into this world, and in this world we forget. We forget our true identities, we forget who we really are. It's very easy to forget. That doesn't mean you're not firm, that doesn't mean you don't learn, that doesn't mean you're not keeping mitzvahs, but you can still forget your name. You can still forget the emes and the etzim where you are. So when the Torah says Eidus on Yaakov Avinu Vayivasa Yaakov Avada, that Yaakov was by himself, the inyan of Yaakov Levado is Venizgav Hashem Levado B'Yomahu. Because when Hashem Baruch created man, and Chazal make a big deal about this, so that Avram, that Adam was never Yechidi. Chazal make a big deal, as you all know, that Hashem Baruch created Adam by himself. Hashem Baruch didn't create a minion at Zibur. Hashem Baruch didn't create a village, a town, a city. He didn't create a kehila. Hashem Baruch created Adam Yechidi, created man by himself. And afterwards, there was an Ezek Kenegdai. There was somebody else. And then from that somebody else, there are children. There's Cain and Hevel, v'chul. But the Mivneh HaRishoni, the original existence of man, which is woven into the fabric of each and every one of us, the original existence of man, was not a Mivneh of Shnayim. It was not a structure of two. It was not a community. It wasn't a family. It wasn't even Chas and Kala. You know, without going into the inyan of Rav and Shmuel and how Adam was created as two separate beings or two parts of him, I'm not going into that. But it's clear that the Torah is megala to us when we read about Chumash the Mikra, when you read Chumash, that Adam is nivri yechid. That Adam came into existence by himself. He didn't come into existence with an iPhone or with a computer. He didn't come into existence with a chat group, with a network of acquaintances and friends. He didn't even come with a wife or with a friend at all, not even one friend. He came into existence by himself, completely by himself. And afterwards, V'ato ha'yisi l'shnei machanais. Marriage was the beginning of that division into two camps. That was the beginning. Hashem Yisbach obviously wants that. But that was the beginning. And that means that in each and every one of us there are two koiches. There's the koich benefesh that is called koich ha'chibur shebenefesh. There's a very, very natural and deep need for each and every one of us to live in a world surrounded by others. We desperately long for companionship, for marriage. We desperately long for family and friends and even for a chever and a kehila. There's a very, very natural thing. It goes back also to that time when Adam was split into two camps. There's a tremendous natural need for that. That's one koyach shebenefesh, koyach achibur, the need to connect, the need to network with others, to have relationships and so on. That's one koyach shebenefesh. But there's a koyach kaidem lazeh. But there's a deeper koyach benefesh adam, a deeper koyach benefesh adam that is the bechar, that first koyach benefesh adam, which is deeper, which is the bechar of who he is, and that's the koyach hapnimi, shebepnimi of a person, which is called levado. Vayivasa Yaakov levado. The need to know oneself, the need to be oneself, the need to have a name and to remember one's own name, the fear of forgetting one's name and forgetting oneself because of the distraction of the others. The first world of man was a world where there was nobody else. It was just Adam himself. And Hashem Yisbarach wants that each and every one of us, as we mature, because when we're children, we don't understand anything except the need that we have for others. Children are dependent upon others. And all a child has is that need to be mischaber, mischaber. And that's why some of you are now going through some difficulties in deciding who your real friends are, what's happening to some of your old friends, whoever that you grew up with, like how come like we're not as close as we used to be. There's a lot of this stuff that goes on at this time crossing over from the years of being a teenager to the time to get married. And if you have a marriage that's a marriage of pnimius, then that becomes your closest friend. And the need for friends becomes less significant. But a child is focused very much on the koach ha-chibur shebenefesh, making those connections, those attachments. A child is so dependent on others and will go to great lengths to try to ingratiate himself or herself and other people and friends. It's a very big thing, the union of friends. A child can become another child's best friend in 30 seconds. If he gives him some potato chips, it's already enough. I'll be your best friend. If you give me a potato chip, again, Zachalai. They're best friends. Some of you might still be in that parish, except it's not potato chips, it's other things. It's companionship. It's a feeling of some kind of affirmation that I'm a somebody, that I'm a mashuv, especially if the guy that's the coolest guy in the chevra holds from you. Ve'enkan makum lahar. But there's a tremendous koach. A tremendous koach ha-chibur. It's natural. Since that beginning of Ezek and Egdo and on. But Hashem Yisbarach wants us to mature. That does not mean that He wants us to give up, God forbid, our families and friends, chas v'chalil. But Hashem Yisbarach wants that over the course of our lives, that there are two levados that were megala. That we're megala within ourselves, the bechina of Yevasa Yaakov Levada. That we're megala, we're able to find within ourselves that world that's called the world of Levado. And that through that we're able to connect to V'nizgav Hashem Levado. We're able to have a connection to Hashem. It was V'nizgav Hashem Levado. Obviously, maturing means that a person knows how to use that koach of levada in a healthy and normal way. It does not mean, with few exceptions, there are some tzaddikim that they had an avoided to be by themselves mamish and not to have a shaykhis. The Gra Slusion, it was the whole week and it was by himself. The other tzaddikim that are like that, the Gra was only Shabbos with other people. There are very few tzaddikim that are like that. Hashem Yisbarach wants each and every one of us to remember our names, to remember the name which is Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, who I am and what my tafkid is. And at the same time, and this is where it gets very complicated and gets very tricky, at the same time He wants each and every one of us to also use the koach ha-chibush of a nefesh, to have relationships with people that we love, to be mashpia on other people in good ways, to receive from other people in good ways. So maturing means finding a healthy balance, being able to hold on to levado, your name, to hold on to your name while still being able to get along with others, to use both of these koach shebenefesh, koach hachibur and the koach of levado shebenefesh, to use both of these koiches. But there is this wonderful, wonderful world. It's called the world of Levado. And I think that one of the greatest nisyonos that we're living through now is the nisyon of forgetting our names. This nisyon of Levado. Because that world of Levado is a world that is described in Novi as Loi Beruach Hashem. You're not going to find Hashem Beruach with a powerful stormy wind. Loi Beruach Hashem. Loi Berash Hashem. Even though I like a kumzis just as much as the next guy. At the beginning of the shul, so the chaver wanted like to have every Friday night, you know, they wanted to have every Friday night to hang out together and to have a tish together and to... So I made it very clear from the beginning that I'm not a Rebbe and you're not Hasidim. And even if I would be, I would be one of those that spend more time by himself. Not that I don't love you, not that I don't enjoy your company. But I just don't believe that the Tachlis is Biraj and Beruach and Be'esh. There's a need for that as well. But at the end of the day, it's Leiberuach Hashem, Leiberash Hashem, Leibeish. You remember, where is Hashem to be found, Chaver? What does the Pasuk end and say? Beli Anavi. What does it say at the end of the Pasuk? Where is Hashem to be found? No? Kol Demama Daka. Kol Demama Daka. A still, thin, silent voice. Kol Demama Daka, I believe that means Levada. The Kol Demama Daka means the Kumzitz, the Chevra, it's all Gevaldik. But it's not the Soif, it's not the Sof Pasuk, it's not the Tachlis. And as much as you know, the Baal Shem HaKadosh built that into a very, very important thing. And it is, it's Kodesh, Mamash, Sheves Achim, it's Kodesh. Kodesh. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Chusik Lachim, his Talmidim and Talmidim Talmidim have never, ever, ever meant for us to be stuck in chat groups, even of Kedusha, you understand? Never meant, never dreamt such a thing could be, that a person would lose his name, that a person would mamash forget who he is. You know, it's an interesting thing, when the Torah was given, so it says in the Medrash on Shmois, such a lashon, it says in the Medrash, k'shenosna kadosh baruch has a Torah tzipor loitzava, when Hashem gave the Torah in HaSinai, all of the birds of the world stopped chirping. Tzipa loy tzavach. They stopped screaming. The birds were quiet. Oif loy parach. And they stopped flapping their wings. They weren't flying. Shor loy gor. The cows, the behemoths, the oxen, they stopped making their sound. Oifanim loy ofu. And even in Shemayim, the angels stopped flying around. Srafim le amru kadosh kadosh kadosh. The srafim, the hayim alochim, stop saying. They stop their shira, which they're otherwise always singing shira. They stop singing kadosh 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 Hashem Tzevokos. They stop. Hayam lo nizdazaya. The ocean stood still. The waves of the ocean stopped. Habriyais le dabru. Nobody in the world spoke one to the other. Elo ha'olam shoseik u'macharish. The world was silent. V'yotza ha'kol, and the voice came out, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Everything that existed in this world and the world beyond this world was silent. By Maamar HaSinai. Because le'beruach Hashem, le'berash, le'be'esh. Kol demama daki yisham. Anoich Hashem alakach. So now we could understand that the same way that the Torah was given in that way back then, that's the only way you could truly receive the Torah now also. That, of course, is connected to the letter that the Tzaddik was writing and what it means. Ayaka, where are you? And who are you? And what has happened to you? Do you remember your name? When it says Vayavik Ish Imoy, we understand that the ma'avak of life begins when there's an Ish Imoy, when there's somebody else that's with you. That is the most unbelievable ma'avak, to be able to remember your name while you're living a life that's always a life of Ish Imoy, where there are others who are with you. And it's unbelievably tempting. It's more than tempting, it's seductive to be drawn away from Levada, to lose the entire avoda, that koach nefesh of levado yivosi akul levado, to lose that entirely, to forget one's name altogether. And that's why now we understand that the malach asked Yaakov, Yavek Ishima, the malach asked Yaakov what his name is. Vayoyme elov mashemecha. So the malach, the Ishima, asks Yaakov, mashemecha, what's your name? The Yom Yaakov. Oh. So he says, Yaakov. The Yom Eloi Yaakov, Yom Oit Shimcha, Ki Im Yisrael, Ki Sarisim, Halukim, V'maloshim Betuch. So the Malach, the Ish Imai says, no, your name is not Yaakov. You're not going to be called Yaakov anymore. Your name is Yisrael. So it's interesting, the Gemara in Brachas on Yud Beis, on Yud Beis, going into Yud Gimel, the Gemara there makes a chilek. That we see that when it comes to Avram Avinu, that if you go back and you call Avraham Avram, you're over by say. We're not allowed to call Avram Avinu anymore Avram, except when we learn. You call him Avraham. We're not allowed to do that. Masha'enik came when it comes to Yisrael. Even though it's Loyeh, Meshimcha Oid, Yaakov Kim Yisrael, Yeshmecha. But still, we call Yaakov Avinu by two names. Even though he was named Yisrael by the Malach, we still refer to him as Yaakov and Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? How could it be that the first name Yaakov was Loineakar, was not removed? It says in Pasuk, Lo Yei Omer Oid Shimcha, Yaakov. So how could it be that we still call him Yaakov? So the Gemara makes a chilek, and the Gemara says, Shiny Hossam is different by Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because the Hoda Hadre Kro, because the Torah itself comes back and calls him Yaakov. The Chsiv, the Yomer Lakim Yisrael, B'maris Halayla, that when Yaakov was going into Golus, B'maris Halayla, it says, V'yomer Yaakov Yaakov. So even after he was named Yisrael, Hashem Baruch calls him and says, V'yomer Yaakov Yaakov. Calls him by his original name, by his first name. So I was thinking, maybe this is what it means. You know the name Yisrael, which is a very deep name, but Yisrael means Aloshna Sror. Kisarisa means the powerful person who's in control as he presents himself to the world. The way the world knows you is Yisrael. And we're Am Yisrael in the world. And I think that's alluding to the Koh HaChibur. Kisarisa Im Elokim, Im Anoshim Elokim. It means relationships. It means otherness. But the name Yaakov is the Shem Ha'etzim of who he was. That's his first name, is Yaakov. Now the Malach of Esav, Sarah Shal Esav, all Sarah Shal Esav wants from us is that we should forget the name Yaakov. Lo ye omer oid shimcha Yaakov. Of course, this is all a remez. Lo ye omer oid shimcha Yaakov is to forget that first name. Forget the shem ha'etzim of who we are. To forget the levada. To forget the odom nivri yechid. To forget what it means like to live in your own thoughts, not just to constantly merge into others, but to live one's own life, to know who one is, to be able to be in a place of his boidedus and his boidedus and levado and myself. Not selfish, chazosh, but myself, levado. The Sfarim bring down the pasuk and they say, you know, forgetting the name, it says in Shir Hashim, Samuni noiteras akrom karmi shili lo natart. I'm busy tending to the vineyards of other people. But karmi sheli lo netarti. My wife already knows that Baruch Hashem, for the past two Shabbos, I've been busy with a million other people because with Baruch Hashem we had an offer from this past Yudaya and this past Shabbos with Shabbos Sheva Brachos, Baruch Hashem, which I'm very happy and I love the family and get together with everybody. My wife already knows that I'm not going to last much longer. I can't, and I already told her that this Shabbos, Vayishlach, is a Shabbos of Vayishlach. Out. She could stay, but that's it. Everything else is Vayishlach. It's hard because I have a couple hundred families in the shul. Everybody wants to tell me, you know, their ideas on the parasha, you know. And Baruch Hashem, and I love them all. I already heard there's a Shalom Zacher, which I have to figure out how to get out of. Vayishlach. It's a long Friday night. Levada. Because you could turn around and it's Samuni Naiteris Akramim. I'm busy tending to the vineyards of other people. You can look around at you could be an old man. And you realize that Karmi Shalina Natarati, and especially what the Indian of Shabbos is, and especially these Shabbos of the winter. You have long Friday night, the Shabbos of the winter. I just had such nachas ruach. I was driving to yeshiva with one of the chever, drove me today, and he was telling me how he's trying so hard that he should have an erev Shabbos avoided to have time and that it's to take by himself and after the mikveh to try to tovel early to go after the mikveh to spend time before Shabbos, livado, not with the phone, finished a couple of hours before Shabbos. Allah has come over common Shabbos itself, because you know when it comes to Shabbos. The whole Indian of Shabbos is V'hachlaticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Shabbos is called Nachlas Yaakov. We love Avraham Yitzchak, but there's something about Shabbos that is more Yaakovdik than the other others. See that there's a gilui in this parasha, the Veichan, that Yaakov is the avoid of Yaakov is Shabbos, and in Shabbos was davka the Tchum Shabbos, and Tchum Shabbos means that there's an avoid on Shabbos of Al Yesi Ishmim Koyma. Al Yetze Ishmim Kami means that the Baruch Shalom created each and every one of us with a name and with a place. The whole week we have to be Michutz. The whole world we're fighting with Ish Ima, Vayavik Ish Ima, but the Sarah Shal Esav. And the Sarah Shal Esav is only saying, Lo Yikare Oid Shimcha Yaakov. The Sarah Shal Esav wants us to forget the name Yaakov. And to live only in the world of Yisrael, which is how we are vis-a-vis the world, vis-a-vis my friends, how I am on my phone, how I am in my text messaging and my emailing. But to forget the name Yaakov, because the Sarah Shal Esav doesn't have a name. Vayishol Yaakov v'yoyma hagida nashmecho. Yaakov asked the Malach, okay, you asked me my name is Yaakov. And the Sarah Shal Esav says, no, not Yaakov Yisrael. And then Yaakov says to the Malach, and tell me something, Reb Sarah Shal Esav, what's your name? Hagida no Shmecha. What was the answer of the Sarah Shal Esav? There was no answer. Vayomer Loma Zetisha Lishmi. Why are you asking me my name? Think about it. Why are you asking me my name? Because the Sarah Shal Esav doesn't have a name. Doesn't have a self. Doesn't have a levado. The Malachim, the Malach doesn't have a levado. The whole inyan of the Nes of Chanukah was a gilui of Rabban Biyad Ma'atim. It means how to be able to find yourself as a pach shemen that Yaakov went to get on that night of Yiras Yaakov Levado, to find a pach shemen alone, not among others, but to find what Yaakov found that night, the pachim ketanim, that pach shemen which there's a Kabbalah from the Kadmonim, that was a pach shemen of Chanukah. Rabban Biyad Ma'atim means that at the end of the day, my life is not about Rabban, it's about Ma'atim. It's Leberash, Leberuach, Leberash, Lebe'esh. It's about Ma'at. It's about those times where it's just myself and my wife. The times when it's just Levado Mamish. And the Avoida of Hanukkah, of a person having to have those times of Avir Mes HaNachal, where everything else is on the other side of the Nachal, and that you're on the other side of the Nachal, Lahadlik Nechanek Nachal, Nafshenu Chiksel Hashem. Kivimakli Avarti Esayarde, on the other side of the Nachal, when it's only you and the Bari Erlam, you. Vayivosa Yaakov Levado, and Vinizgav Hashem Levado, Bayom Ahu. What the brothers were crying about in the parish of Achizoyne Yasis Achoseyne. Maybe there's a bas call every time that Hashem's Baruch is watching us going crazy with all the messaging and texting and chatting. Okay, there's some need for that, with the Koach HaChibur. But aren't you ever afraid that maybe Hashem's Baruch is saying, Achizoyne Yasis Achoseyne? Achis Lanu Ketana, that Hashem's Baruch is worried about his little sister, Achizoyne, is being mizana with the whole world and is forgetting who she is. Hachazoni Yaseh Hachosein. Dal Nes of Hanukkah came from such a place where the Hashem Noim couldn't tolerate anymore the inyan of that bilbul of Am Yisrael, of a Jewish girl with a goy, with a Yevani, of a Jewish girl losing her dignity and losing that place of levado in her life. The whole inyan of the Yevanim was not to kill us per se, but to take away the levado. The whole inyan was to take away the levado. Because if you live your whole life like a dreidel, draying around with everybody else, you don't remember the point of Echad Yachad Amiyuchad, of who you are. You forget your name. There was happened when the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe Sluso Yelena. He lived in the worst time by the communists, the Bolsheviks, the communists. What was going on? And it was illegal. To teach any religion, especially Yiddishkeit, was completely illegal. But you all know that the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe, with tremendous Mesivus Nefesh, was opening up. Every time the Russians made another Gezeira, he opened up another Cheder, another Mikveh, another Yeshiva. And with unbelievable Mesivus Nefesh, there was a network of yeshivas that he had, the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe had going on, and places, Mikvehs, all kinds of things that he was doing. And it came to a point where the Russians were looking for him all over the place, and they found him. And he was being taken away. First, at the beginning, he was in a local jail that they put him. And from there, he was being moved to the big, big one in Petersburg. And it was understood that that place in St. Petersburg, which the Alter Rebbe had been in, which his ancestor, the Alter Rebbe, which is now Yutes Kislev, soon, had been in, so it was understood that that was a place where when you go there, you don't come out. So you could understand what was going on. The Chassidim, everybody was, they were totally tzibrochen. And the Russians had him chained down to a wagon, and they were taking him out of Lubavitch to transfer him from the little prison to the big prison. And all the Chassidim came, and they were watching, and they were crying, and it was understood that it was the period, it was the separation, that they would never thought that they would see the Rebbe again. And it was their farewell. They just went out. They couldn't sing, they couldn't say anything. They were just crying and watching from the houses and the street and the trees as the Friedrich Rebbe was being taken away, chained down like a criminal. And the Friedrich Rebbe looked up and he saw the Chassidim. And the soldiers were around in the Russians, and he stands up on the wagon, and he's pulling with the chains, and he stands up and he starts to scream. The Friedrich Rebbe starts to scream, and he says, Yidin. He says, these Rishayim, he said, that are not the ones who are putting me into prison. And it's not the Rishayim who ever are able to put a Jew into Golos. Hashem is Baruch who is sending us into Golus and who has us in Golus. And Hashem is Baruch is the one who sent us into Golus The only golus that Hashem Yisbarach has sent us into is the golus ha-gufim, of the gufim for our bodies. It's the only golus of the guf. But he says, Bayidin vergessen, don't forget. Gedenks, Yidin, remember. The Fidegrev is screaming. And the Russians are pulling him and grabbing him, he's screaming out. And he's saying, don't forget that the neshama of a Jew is never ever in golus. And the neshama of a Jew means that whatever happens to me, he screams out now in Russian, he started to scream. Build more mikvahs, build more chadarim, build more yeshivas. Oid, oid, oid. And that's how they took them away. That's Hanukkah. That's the gevur of the Chashamanoim, of Levadai. The 12, a family, a mishpacha, an individual could change the whole world. But that only happens when a person has his own world. But if you don't have your own world, then you can't change anything in the world. The people who were able to change the world, Latoif, were people who lived in their own world of Levada. The neshama of a Jew is not in Golos. That's the Rebbe saying. The neshama of a Jew is the Etzem, is the Ani, is the Yaakov, Yaakov. So even though the name Yisrael was added, and it's Gevaldik. Yisrael is Gevaldik. And in certain ways it's higher. But the Etzem of who a person is, the Yavosa Yaakov Levado, the Etzem, the Shem Ha-Etzem, the Mahus. Hashem Yisbach said when Yaakov went into Golos, B'maros HaLayla, Yaakov, Yaakov. Not once, Yaakov, Yaakov. Twice. Don't forget your name. No, Hashem Yisbach should help us that we should remember our name. The Shemen of Chanukah is the Oisius Shem and Nun. The name of a person, Nun, of course, means something that can't be forgotten. Nun is Yovel, it means can't be forgotten. That's the Nes of Chanukah, is the unforgettable self, the unforgettable name, the unforgettable essence, the Shemen, which was Munach B'chois Moshe Kohen Gadol. There's a part of a Jew that must be Munach B'chois Moshe Kohen Gadol, that can't be violated by anything, by anybody. It has to be Pach Shemen Tov. There can't be that no one else can cross into that place if a person is Levada. It can't be violated. This is a very big Muhammad that we're living through right now. It's a very, very big Muhammad. Because it was always a tremendous Muhammad. But especially now, it's harder than ever because of all the Kalim Shainim, and all the whole way that everybody thinks nowadays, that I can't be Levadi. And when a person can't be Levado, then the question is, Ayeka? So where are you? Who are you? What became of you? You forgot your name. Hashem Yisbach should help us to be Jews that remember our names. And in that schus, Hashem will remember us. And this will be the last Chanukah that we'll be spending in Golos. Halavai, we could still go there to Sol. You shouldn't have to spend this Chanukah in Golos either, but it should be, if we are here, it should be the last one that we spend here. And that from now on, Bez Hashem, we'll be zeichet to see Chanukah Samizbech with the Golos of Amitis, Amen V'Amen. Shkai. Hashem levadai v'ayemahu, v'nizgav Hashem levadai, Hashem levadai v'ayemahu, v'yasad ha'kai levadai, v'ayayom v'kishimo, ad alois alois ha'shachah, ad alois ha'shachah. Yeah, I'm going to live out of the way. said to take the Isaac with me. I heard Rav Dovin say that.